bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam.
All right, here it is, the bonus hour. One extra hour of Wendy and myself that no one else can hear but you, because you found us on the stream and the internet, so congratulations.
And why would you need it? I'm not really sure why you need a bonus hour.
People have said they would like the show to go an extra 63 or 64 minutes, but too tiring. Far too tiring.
They don't know what goes into the
right.
show.
Every minute that people hear on the air, how much preparation would you say goes into it?
Per hour?
Yeah, per hour, would you say?
I can only speak for myself, and I would say about 7 minutes.
Yeah, about 7 or 8 minutes.
Kevin, what are you thinking about?
Kevin puts a lot more work in than that. A lot more.
11 minutes?
Yeah, about 11.
Kevin designs all the sets, sews all the costumes, yeah. Makeup.
You guys look great today, by the way.
Thank you, Kevin. That's because of you. If you want to reach us, I don't have the phone number.
It's on your sheet, Bill.
Oh, here it is. 312-235-2525. You can call us there. You can text us, although you're not supposed to, at 312-981-7200. If you want to text us there, you're not supposed to, but rules are made to be broken, so text away.
Well, you can. It's just that Bertrand's going to see him too.
Right.
He's trying to steal our listeners.
Say something snotty about Steve in the text.
Just to see
if he's listening. Just
Let's
say something and then just throw in a little snotty comment about Steve. Feel free. All right. There's much to discuss. First of all, we want to quickly again thank Ross Marquand, who is Aaron on Walking Dead. We just had him on the show in the last segment, and weren't you blown away at how nice of a man he is? Very nice.
We had two Hollywood celebrities on. We also had Milo Ventimiglia, Jack Pearson from This Is Us, and various other things on the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
He was awesome, too.
Yeah.
I love, you know, I'm more excited about talking to a musician. You are more excited talking about the Hollywood or talking to Hollywood elite.
Right.
I always think that Hollywood people are jerks, and a lot of times they are.
Sometimes they are.
Not our guys today.
No, we were two for two. And that's why we're not having a third one on, because we don't want to ruin our average. Our season average is very high right now, so we don't need a ringer. So go see them both at the Walker Stalker Con all this weekend. It should be a good time. All right. Are you in the mood to hear something kind of crazy? Would you like to hear something kind of crazy?
Yes.
Here's a story out of Maplewood, New Jersey, where they decided as part of their history curriculum, and I'm not sure if this was one person's decision or this was a group committee decision. I have no idea the answer to that. But they decided to teach the best way to teach kids about slavery. Now, these are fifth graders, is to have a mock slave auction there at the school where kids would be auctioned off, much like the slaves were many years ago.
I feel like I might throw up. I'm not kidding.
No, it's disturbing. Now, before I read you the story, this is out of MSN last night. Before I read you the story, I could see where at the beginning of this idea, in stage one, you go, well, yeah, because you got a 3D presentation of an actual slave auction.
And kids learn while doing.
Right. It's interactive. But then wouldn't the rest of your brain go, it won't end well. It won't end well.
If you know, all right, think your kids are back in fifth grade,
yeah.
And you hear about this, aren't you calling the school immediately? Because I sure
thought
would.
About that. I would try. I would reason it out and go, all right, what's the good and the bad of this? The good is they would actually see it being held kind of the way it was a long, long time ago. But the bad is we don't live a long, long time ago, and that was such a negative part of history. That maybe just discussing it and reading it is the way to play it.
Yeah, but they're not feeling it through the eyes of a true slave who's
right.
hungry, who's scared, who...
Right, and was being beaten.
I know, this is...
I know.
There's no way to feel that feeling.
Right.
So why even go through the motions?
Right, right. I agree with you.
Oh, tell me more about
this. This is out of Maplewood, New Jersey. When it comes time for fifth graders to learn about the history of colonization and slavery, it is always a sensitive subject. Agreed. As CBS New York reported, parents like Tracy Jarman Wood said it became even more painful after what took place in a fifth grade classroom at her son's school in Maplewood. There was a sale of a black child by white children in the classroom, Tracy Jarman Wood said. If you're demoralized, sold on a block in the year 2017, it may affect you for the rest of your life.
Why did they put a black student?
I think that part of it was random. I think I'm not making excuses for them. But again, if you're the teacher who is kind of in charge of all this, you look at it. It's not even symbolism. It's actuality at that point. And you go, this will be jarring for all parties involved. Although maybe that was their goal. Maybe they said, we really need to wake these kids up as to what their history was and what better way to do it than reenact this. But it just seems a little bit much, doesn't it? A mock slave auction earlier this month was hotly discussed during after-school pickup outside of Jefferson Elementary School and later at a Board of Education meeting. I'm disgusted, really disgusted. A child was bought. That doesn't make any sense, one parent said. We're always in damage control, and it's getting absurd, honestly, student BOE member Flip Solian said. In a letter sent out to parents, the principal said, the impromptu reenactment of a slave auction by students was done while the teacher was out for medical procedures and a substitute was in charge of the class. The activity, now keep in mind, I'm sure you remember this, when you had a substitute teacher, the traditional rules of the classroom changed just a little.
I feel really sorry, and I would like to put forth an open apology to all the substitute teachers I ever had, because I was at my worst.
Yeah,
and
everybody
it wasn't just
was.
Me.
Everybody was. It's
That's
like if your parents
fair.
Were gone for a couple of days and you had a weird uncle staying with you. You go, yeah, mom and dad, we drink orange Fanta for breakfast. That's what we have for breakfast every day. Well, if your mom and dad do it, open up the orange Fanta. The activity was not part of the curriculum, not part of the teacher's assignment, not condoned by the classroom teacher, not authorized by the district, a statement reads. It's not the first time that the district has come under fire for its curriculum on colonization. Around the same time as the mock slave sale, controversial posters at another district school, this would be the South Mountain Elementary School, offended several parents. We have to do a better job with our children, Alyssa Menesplina said. On Monday night, Superintendent Dr. John Ramos addressed the incidents. There was no intent to be provocative or demeaning, he said. Yeah, but it's going to be provocative and demeaning. It's a slave auction using kids being sold off as slaves. So it might be slightly provocative or demeaning. The context is important to know, he added. A school social worker will speak with fifth graders at Jefferson Elementary School this upcoming Tuesday. The district said it is planning a town hall event with parents and their kids on the topic as well. Do you remember about 2 years ago, somebody decided to do a show that involved blackface at a school? A minstrel show, if you will. This was a popular form of entertainment years and years ago, and they said, we're going to do a show and we're going to use blackface. We're going to use a minstrel show. And much like this, parents said, wait. No, you're not going to do a minstrel show. You can't have kids dressed up in blackface. That's not going to play. It's the same thing.
I don't remember that one. This one, I think they'd learn more. What was the How Many Years a Slave movie?
12 Years a Slave.
Wouldn't they learn more watching that?
I think so. I think if given the option between having a pretend slave sale at the school and watching a great film that documents it beautifully, like 12 Years a Slave, that's your play.
I still have yet to see it. I got to watch
that. Oh, it's so good. It's so moving. I mean, really, it's, as it should be, very difficult to watch. But, you know, remember when you were a kid and through different parts of your life, you found out about things like the fact that we had slaves at some point or that there was a Holocaust. Remember how you couldn't believe it? You're like, how could people do that to other people?
Dylan's in eighth grade and they went to the Holocaust Museum in Skokie, and he came home just like, Mom, you're never going to believe this.
Yeah.
Just shocked.
Yeah.
Because you don't believe it, and museums are perfect for that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. You're supposed to have a bake sale at a school.
I still remember when I was a kid, and it was this station played into it, WGN. Roy Leonard had a guest on talking about the Holocaust. This is years and years ago. I was in, I want to say second or third grade. So he had a guest on who had written a book about the Holocaust, and I was in the backseat of the car. And I had heard the word Holocaust, and that's all I knew. And then the more I listened, I was like tearing up. And I said to my parents, that happened? And it didn't happen that long ago.
That's what's scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like it was, you know,
hundreds of years ago, but it wasn't hundreds of years ago. So yeah, there's events like that in our history, in human history, that are just so devastating. And at some point as a kid, you need to be made aware of them.
This isn't helping.
Positive. This is the best way to do that. Is it?
I don't think so.
All right. Your thoughts on this or any other topic can be heard certainly by giving us a call. We are at 312-235-2525. You can text us even though you're not supposed to at 312-981-7200.
The fact that you said that, people are mad at you, Bill.
Why are they mad at me?
About something you said on the terrestrial part of the show.
What did I say?
Where you said that Kathy Lee and Regis were not friends. There's like 5 to 7 texts saying...
Are people saying they were friends?
They were friends. They got along. They were friends off the air. They took care of each other.
They seemed so uncomfortable together that I can't imagine it being a deep friendship. Unless they were just spectacular actors.
I didn't watch it very many times. It didn't seem like they were uncomfortable, but they'd like... tease each other. Like, oh, come on. Who cares about your wife? Who cares? But that's like their shtick.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know. That's the only thing I'm seeing.
In person, and then who text?
And then there are like 5 to 7 people, and then a lot of people are making fun of Steve Bertram because he told them to.
Well, that I'm proud of. I'm very proud of that. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's a lot more show. Stick around. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder on the stream on WGN.
Bill F., Wendy Snyder. We're on the stream. Come join us.
Please.
WGNradio.com. You know how to get there because you're listening right now or you're listening to the podcast.
But tell somebody who looks like they can't find us how to find us. Just if you're walking down a street and somebody looks lost, explain to them how to find us on the stream. We'd appreciate it.
You were mentioning a school in New Jersey that did something a little bit different than reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, in Maplewood, New Jersey, they decided to teach kids, the best way to teach kids about slavery was to hold a mock slave auction in which children were auctioned off much like they did in the early days of the country.
How many people, does it say how many parents wrote in? And
it does not say.
Someone has texted us where you're not supposed to text.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. You're not supposed. Let me reiterate. We've been told to tell you that it is wrong to text us there, but if you're going to, that's the place to do it.
Well, it's not necessarily wrong. You're just going to mess up Steve Bertrand.
Is that the worst thing in the world?
No, we live for that.
Right.
Somebody has texted us from the 847 area code saying, when my girls were in eighth grade, they had to write a rap song about the Holocaust.
Oh.
They'd get a phone call from me there, too.
That's unconventional.
I know Hamilton has gone on to succeed, but it seems very inappropriate.
Yeah. I'm playing the devil's advocate. If you're the teacher, you're saying to yourself, what are the kids into and how can I best express a lesson? And rap music is, of course, very popular. But, yeah, the Holocaust doesn't seem to lend itself that great to rap.
No, and see, that's why I would make a sucky teacher, quite honestly. Maybe not, because I would try to come up with different ways. Kids learn a lot better when they're doing, when they're experiencing.
It needs to be interactive. I get that.
And I didn't see 12 Years a Slave, so perhaps that is not an appropriate movie to show a fifth grader. But if you want to scare them about what our history was,
right,
that would do it. They're going to learn more from that than reenacting a slave auction in school.
We took Reese, when she was young, to see a movie called The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Did you ever hear of that movie?
I've heard of it.
The Holocaust, seen through the eyes of a very young boy, and it is incredibly disturbing. And honestly, for weeks afterwards, she was still affected by the images in that movie. It's a great movie. It's as sad can be, and it tells the tale beautifully of what this kid went through. But some kids are ready for that and some kids are not. And everyone knows their own kids and what their tolerance level is for stuff like this. I thought she would have processed it better, you know, because
it's tough to hear this stuff. As an adult, I hear more things after Dylan went to the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
I'm hearing things, terrible things that he learned there. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm older. I should know some of these things.
So
it's terrific.
You're walking a tightrope because it's so important that kids know the history of the planet
yep.
and what went on and what preceded
and
them.
Why we shouldn't be there again.
Right. It's so important to know that stuff. But then at the same point, you don't know exactly when and where and how is the right way to let them know these things. You know?
It's not putting on a slave auction at the school.
No, I don't think it is.
Because they're not learning anything from that. Again, where's the fear? Where's
right.
the hunger? Where's the, you know, I'm being sold?
Exactly.
Horrible.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank God the voice of reason is here.
That would be Judy
wow,
Pylak.
I love walking into this room.
Yeah.
Judy,
I
only
like being
person who has not been signed as a Bears quarterback in the last 24 hours. Everyone else I know has received a contract with the Bears to be their
but
quarterback.
But I just am dying to know, has Cutler gotten a job yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, all right.
Not yet.
Who cares? I don't care. He's not here anymore.
I'm sorry for him.
Right.
I don't. You know what? I don't want to get into the whole thing, but it seemed like, yes, he could be a good quarterback, but he...
In a bizarro world.
Well,
in a parallel universe.
Didn't seem very coachable to me.
No, he did not.
He seemed like he had an attitude.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
and
that's just
really
my face.
Got in the way.
Like the fans cared more if they won or lost than the quarterback of the team.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And that's messed up.
It is messed up, yeah.
Man.
Thank you, Jude. You're too bad you're sick for the weekend. Coming back from Mexico, she gets sick.
Yeah,
kinda
really,
stinks.
I'm still going out. I have big plans tonight, so
sure.
There. I'm powering through the cold.
No illness can beat you, Judy Pylak.
Really? Yeah.
What are they thinking?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you are going out tonight. Are you doing something fun?
I'm just going out with the high school gals.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Your friends are in high school, Judy. What
yes.
What does that say?
You know what? I find that they are much nicer to talk to
sure
than my peers these days.
Right.
So
I don't think
I
so.
I like hanging
high
out with them.
High school kids are not nice anymore.
Well, they don't care about stuff except like hair
right.
styles and lipstick. So
and yeah. then one of them goes,
and
what'd
David
you bring
Cassidy
your grandma
guys?
For?
That's nice.
You know what? She doesn't even say mom.
Right.
It's grandma. You know what? If I will not see you again.
All right. If you're hanging out with high school girls, that's what they'd say about me, too.
I could still have a high schooler, for all you know.
Absolutely.
Even though I don't.
I do, actually. So, all right. Well, Jerry Nunn is here, a contributor and photographer for the weekly newspaper Windy City Times, also for the website GoPride.com and Edge Media. Syndicated nationally, has done thousands of celebrity interviews, and many of these for his Nunn on One YouTube channel. He has a website, Nunn on the Run. And
best
Jerry,
name ever, by the
it
way.
It is.
Best
so
name
brown,
ever.
Thanks. Thanks. I tried to make it into a brand.
I'm love Nunn on the Run.
Yeah, N-U-N-N, which is a little different. But like Terry Nunn from Berlin, you
right.
know,
yeah.
has the same name. And
yeah.
we're both from Ireland, so.
Oh, that's good. You have to lift your microphone up
okay.
just a tiny little bit. There
right.
you go.
I'm a tall guy. Okay.
And we're going to find out what's going on. I like to go out on the weekends, and I never know what's happening until it's already come and gone.
Right.
So can you tell us some things that are going on?
Well, spring is here, obviously, with the weather.
Sure.
And so there's a lot of great things. I mean, this weekend really is packed, and people are going to want to get out of their homes. They've been cooped up for a while. So first off, I think like Macy's Flower Show was great. I went to the preview last night.
Are you a gardener?
I'm not. No, I have no green thumb. You do?
I love to garden. That'd be something fun to do.
That would be fun. And it's at the downtown
it's
Macy's.
At the downtown. Well, yes, on State Street.
Yeah.
And they have like Venus fly traps and some exotic kind of it's a carnival theme.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So
that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different.
Have you seen a Venus a fly trap eat a fly?
I have only on like films that they would show us in science class, but never up close.
Okay.
So
I've seen
that's
it.
Worth it.
Personally,
yeah.
it's
yeah.
really freaky.
Yeah.
They have a big magnifying glass on it so you can see it up close.
Oh, nice.
So it looks huge. So so that's going on through April 9th. That's on the 9th floor of Macy's on State. And then Navy Pier has a garden show, too. And that's more that's more suburban, like the homes.
Backyard
kind of
patios,
exactly.
containers, things like that.
To inspire people for that. So it's a different, total different feel for that one.
How do you not already have tickets for these, Wendy? These are these couldn't be more up your alley.
I have a busy weekend doing things
yeah.
in the suburbs. So,
right.
but the flower show or the home and garden show
mm-hmm.
that's going on at Navy Pier, we've talked about that.
Sure.
Okay.
One of these years, I'm going to go to it. The Macy's thing, it's just unique.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I could buy a nice sweater.
Yeah.
There you go. On the way.
All in one
yeah.
room.
There's a spring fling in Randolph Street Market at Plumbers Hall. So it's antique market.
Oh, again, look at this.
Everything you love in one weekend.
If you like some antiques, there you go. Yeah, well, there you go. It's $8 tickets for that one. So
you just called Judy an antique, so that ties in nicely.
Oh, ant. Oh, antique. I was trying to, you know, like auntie, I guess I should have said.
That's right.
So also, there's a big fan fest going on. I know we've been talking to some of the people. We have people later on. It was originally called Walker Stalker.
Yeah.
But now it's called Fan Fest, and it's mixing with heroes, like heroes and villains from the TV show. So you have the Walking Dead people, and then you have like Gotham and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Arrow, and all these celebrities are going to this. So people can meet them up close and personal and talk to them and they
do really spend a lot of time with the fans. They really do. I've done this when it was just Walker Stalker Con, and then they combined it. And where is that happening?
That's at Rosemont at the Stevens Convention Center. So, I mean, Negan's going to be there from The Walking Dead. So.
I know. We tried to get him.
He's a bad man, Jerry.
He's mean, though.
He's very mean.
He's probably scared to come out too much because, I mean, people want to
fans would
kill
overthrow him. Yep.
They either want to kill him or they love him, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, hopefully he's leaving Lucille at home, the bat.
Yeah.
So
I was just thinking there's probably very little carryover between people who go, yeah, I wouldn't mind going to the Home and Garden show and Walker Stalker, but you're a prime example of somebody that would thrive
in
both.
And the antique show.
And the antique show.
Perfect.
This is your weekend.
It really is my weekend, darn it.
It's a windy weekend. Yeah. So there's a lot of music, too, that's going to be here this weekend. We have John Bon Jovi, the Bon Jovi's going to be playing.
Are you going to see that? Because that seems like it's right up your alley.
I cannot attend Bon Jovi.
You're living on a dream.
I am living on a dream.
Prayer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So he's going to be, at the United Center on Sunday. Singer Daya, I don't know if you guys are familiar with her, but she's the one that sings Sit Still, Look Pretty. She's already won Grammys. And
Daya.
Yeah.
I've heard of her.
So she's doing I'm going to have lunch with her at the House of Blues, and she's doing a show there. And Regina Spektor's at Chicago Theater.
I told you that yesterday.
Yeah, she is good.
So
I like Regina Spektor.
A lot of good music is starting to cook.
Yeah.
All right. What song are we listening to? Daya?
Play a little Daya.
I'm a Daya.
Sundaya. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah. Well, 18-year-old. She's 18 and already a Grammy. She's got a Grammy already.
This is where I'd spin my chair around if I was on TV right now and sign her to a deal.
Yeah, she's big.
I'd want her on my team.
She's a blast. She's a really nice girl. You're having lunch with her? She's having a little lunch thing at House of Blues.
What does Daya have for lunch, Jerry? Do we know? What's on the menu?
I gotta find out. I mean, she's 18, so she can't drink.
No.
She can't have a Bloody Mary.
She, I bet, would go, what is an 18-year-old? I would bet, like, some kind of fish thing. I bet she's healthy.
Oh, maybe.
It's
Lent.
She's thin. I mean, she's a little
tiny. Do me a favor. Order some Gino's pizza rolls and just put them on my card.
Okay.
That's for me.
They don't sell them there.
They don't sell them at the House of Blue
no.
pizza rolls. They should have them.
I have some fried.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, that would be good.
All right. Find something you think she like, and it's on me.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
That's all right.
Give him your credit card then.
No.
Don't listen to him. No. Jerry, he talks a bargain.
That's where they get you.
They announced Lollapalooza this week too.
Yeah.
What a lineup!
So, what did you think of the lineup?
Although, can I just say one thing? They sold out in what 2 minutes?
Yeah.
The four day passes,
right.
Which are $300 and some plus for $400 and some. You could get the VIP passes.
Yeah.
Sold out before anything's announced. I know you're going to like at least some of the bands that are there, but it kills me that they sell out before the announcement.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah. You have to really be quick on the trigger.
Don't you think it's because they've never had a bad line? I mean, this year's is really good,
but they've never had a bad lineup.
No.
The experience alone is worth going for. Yeah.
I've never been.
Kids.
I can't stand that many people.
It's a lot of people.
And it's hot. I mean, come on, Bill. I know. I like going to, I love outdoor fests, but this is like times 1,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really crowded.
It's overwhelming, but it's so much fun. I mean, the experience alone. I love it. I'm excited about seeing the XX, and Lorde is going to be there too.
Lorde is very good. She does funny dances.
She's
I like her
a little
funny
spastic.
Dances.
Yeah.
Very funny dances.
She doesn't do much for me. I think she's very talented.
Really?
But I've after like one or two songs, I feel like I would be bored.
Really?
And then go look for Arcade Fire.
Yeah, they're coming.
That's who I would like.
The Killers are involved.
Yeah.
I know that.
Muse. Chance the Rapper.
Did you know I'm a huge Muse fan? I love Muse.
Yes, nearby very, Muse.
Their music.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Their music is defiant, much like me, Jerry.
Well, there you go.
You're so nuts.
They're a rebel.
Muse and I have in common is our defiance.
Great.
I wouldn't be surprised if they asked me to sit in.
Yeah,
oh, I would.
I have some theater for you guys too. What about theater? Do you go to theater?
I like theater. Okay. I hear this Hamilton play has been pretty popular.
It has been. It's been quite, but Spamilton is what I want to tell you about.
I've heard about this too.
So Spamilton
a parody?
is a parody at the Royal George, and I went to opening night, and it was press and Hamilton cast members all up and down the aisles, and Wayne Brady came and they made jokes about him. And he jumped up and laughed, and everyone. I mean, they killed it. It was so much fun. So.
It's such a good idea. And you know what's brilliant is in the marketing of Spamilton, they say you can see Spamilton for a fraction of the cost that it takes you to see Hamilton, which is true, but how brilliant to mention that in the end.
It was a big hit in New York, and now it's here for at least 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a great
one. I'm guessing you need to have seen Hamilton to enjoy Spamilton to some extent, right? Or you won't get the references.
Right. There's a lot of Broadway jokes, though. So if if you've seen Wicked or other Broadway shows,
they all find their way into the play,
to
the musical.
Yeah. Like everyone's made fun of.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Because Spamalot was a huge Broadway hit as well, the Monty Python show Spamalot.
Right.
Is that also being made fun of in there, or is it just because it rhymed with Hamilton?
I think because it rhymed, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, goes through all these musicals, so it's a lot of fun.
All right.
I really like that one.
Tickets are easier to come by, obviously, than Hamilton.
Way
tickets.
Easier to come. Okay. Yeah. They're $59 to $100, and it's at Spamilton.com.
Okay. So I can't go because I'm rehearsing with Muse.
Great.
There's something going on at the Chicago Theater on Sunday that if I wasn't busy, I'd be all over this. Experience Hendrix. Mm. All these people together. You've got Zakk Wylde, Ozzy Osbourne guitarist, Zakk Wylde, Johnny Lang, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Buddy Guy, and Billy Cox, who was the original bassist for both the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Band of Gypsies. He's like the only surviving original member of somebody who played with Jimi Hendrix.
Is that right? He's the last of them?
Yeah, wow. And they're all going to jam big time. Dweezil Zappa, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, they're all going to jam some Hendrix tunes at the Chicago Theater on Sunday.
So a lot of blues people.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
I don't know if tickets are still available. I know that this has been selling out, but the Chicago Theater on Saturday the 25th.
Will they make fun of Wayne Brady? Do you know? They will also make fun of Wayne Brady. Good.
Yeah, that's going to be great. The acoustics in that place is just so amazing.
It is a great place.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
great.
It sounds like good stuff. Are we missing anything? What else is going on this weekend?
I just went and saw the Blue Man Group again. And they've changed some things. So they just updated it.
When was the last time you saw it? Just out of curiosity.
It's been a few years.
Over five?
No, probably under five, but.
Because
yeah.
I probably went about 10 years ago, and I am up for another.
Now we have cell phones and things that are really involved in the show. They did a selfie. It's their latest thing. So, yeah, you've got to go. I can hook you up.
Have you been?
I've never seen them.
I've had
them on shows with me. I've interviewed them. I've just never seen the show.
Oh, my gosh.
They always scare me because they're drumming with lava and stuff. They're hitting the drum and lava's popping up in the air.
They have a scary look going on, and sometimes they will come up to various people in the audience and just kind of come very close to you and look at you like they did to my youngest son, Dylan. I think he was 10 at the time.
Oh, right.
And he just was like that nervous smile, and he looked over at me like, Mom, is this supposed to be happening? I'm like, it's all good. And then at the end, it was fun, and he liked it. But at the time, I think he was very frightened.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, that would be a nightmare making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But something you should experience. It's pretty cool, Bill.
It's fun. I mean, I took my two nieces and they just loved it.
Did they?
I mean, they were
something
up
for all ages, right? It's not restrictive.
The finale. Grandma.
Right.
I'll bring my grandma.
Right.
She's also in Muse, by the way. Did I mention that? She's playing with Muse. Do you know anything? I was telling Wendy before that they're doing something at the Field Museum with Jurassic Park, and it hasn't started yet, but it's like a tent show outside the museum that makes it feel like you're at Jurassic Park. Do you know anything about that?
I will look
yet?
Into that for you and,
all right.
and find out
what's
happening.
I think we're
going
to try to get somebody on from there, because according to what I read in the paper today, they have the most lifelike dinosaur puppet/robots of anyone who's ever done that sort of thing. And I love that.
So. I love some puppets.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Right.
Well, it sounds like good stuff, Chair.
Lots of good stuff. Yep. We have, there's comedy stuff. There's a comedy improv festival this weekend. Cat Williams is coming.
It does open this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, just amazing.
Williams is not for everybody.
No,
he's
a little bit racy. Don't bring your grandma to the Cat Williams.
You ever seen him?
Well, Bill's grandma's cool because she's in Muse.
Yeah, she's in Muse. But for everybody else, it
might be a little much for her, though.
Jerry, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We really appreciate that. Again, Jerry can be found in several places. Give them your websites. Where can people find you?
NunOnTheRun.com. So that's N-U-N-N on the run.com.
Mm-hmm.
Windy City Times, I'm in every week. Usually I'm interviewing celebrities or covering events and things. So Windy City Times.
Who have you encountered recently that you were really happy with? Was there a celebrity you've talked to in the last couple of weeks or months that you really enjoyed the most?
I really enjoyed Olivia Newton-John. I hit it off with her. She's coming.
How did that happen?
She was just great.
Jealous.
I am jealous.
She was great. I just made her laugh the whole time, make jokes. She was fun. And Flaming Lips. I really liked Wayne from Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
So he was really good. But there's always somebody.
Did you see Olivia Newton-John in person, or was this over the phone?
She's coming, so I was on the phone.
Oh.
But she's coming here soon, so I'll keep you posted.
What is she doing? Just a one woman show or something?
Yeah, she just does
at your house.
At my house,
maybe the little Xanadu. She could roller skate up into your driveway.
Get physical, maybe.
Now we're
absolutely
talking.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
She's still around and performing. Is
great,
that...
and she looks amazing.
She will never age.
I'm looking for somebody to make Claudine Lange jealous. Could this be the woman I need?
Possibly.
All right, maybe I'll go that route.
Yeah, she should be in the newspaper next week, so you can probably read
it
next week with her.
All right.
So I'll get you a copy if you want to see it.
That's Jerry Nunn, everybody. Jerry,
thank
we appreciate
you, Jerry.
It.
Thanks. Nice to meet
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Friday is here.
Today is Friday. It's true. It's right on the calendar. That's the first time I was in the room with a nun and didn't feel nervous, by the way. Jerry Nunn did a nice job, told us what was coming up this weekend, reminded me that I need to call Muse and figure out a practice schedule because we're playing together at Lollapalooza this summer. Earlier today, I saw a kid wearing something on the streets, and it floored me. And then I told you about it, and we saw the kid outside the window here at Tribune Tower, and you didn't seem floored at all. There was a kid who I would say is roughly 11 or 12.
Probably a good guess.
Wearing a hat reminiscent of a hat that Frank Sinatra would have worn in the 1950s.
It's a fedora-style hat that's made out of...
Kevin just groaned.
Well, I kind of... Like, Bill acted like, oh, my God, look at this kid. This is the coolest kid to ever walk the planet. I said, have you looked at kids around that age? Because they all wear them now.
Is that true, Kevin? Wait, why is it the worst?
Excuse me.
I've never seen Kevin this worked up over anything before.
I don't know. I feel like only a very few or a very, like, specific person can pull that look off, and majority of the people that wear them are not that person.
Did you think that kid could? Because I did.
The kid was able to pull it off. I've seen kids in junior high and even in elementary school that wear them, and it's a fedora hat, but it's made out of, like, cool summery material. It's not, like, wool or anything.
What was it made of? I couldn't identify.
It's probably just a cotton...
Cotton blend fedora?
Yeah, but they have small patterns on them. A lot of skateboard kids wear those.
See, that's what I mean. It's like once you hit that awkward puberty stage and you're doing that, it just doesn't work. It doesn't look good.
I know for a fact. When
are you going to start wearing them? Because really, I'm looking at you with a baseball cap going, don't do it, Bill.
It's time to switch my hat style. And so far, it's either going to be sombrero, Moroccan hat, or fedora.
These are good options.
I'm not sure which of the three yet. But I know for a fact that if a kid when I was 11 or 12 in the 1930s, if a kid came to school dressed in a hat like that, every kid would have flicked it off of his head, and some of the teachers would have actually gone up to him and just flicked it off of his head.
I'm sure they do.
But that kid...
He was with his family.
But he didn't look like he was being forced to wear it. He looked like, well, I'm going out for a day in Chicago. I better put my fedora on.
He's not forced to wear it. He's looking in the mirror every morning going... I look great in this, and I'm sure he was a tourist, and he brought it. He's on vacation. Picked a good time to come to Chicago, by the way, 72 degrees today.
Good fedora weather, Wendy.
But kids will flick that off. Kids are mean, and I'm sick of them.
Are you sick of kids because of their fedora flicking ways?
But they flick. Didn't kids flip your baseball caps off, too?
They knew better. The left, they said, is untouchable. We don't mess with
them. Were you born with a baseball cap on?
Yes. They didn't say I was crowning. They said he was capping when I was being born. I was the first baby to cap instead of crown.
That's gross yet funny.
That was
you got
my goal.
Me on this.
That was my goal.
That is a well-crafted joke.
Yeah, I wore a baseball cap a lot when I was a kid. Now, at St. Damien, we were not allowed to wear them.
And they can't, like, Dylan can't wear them. He wears a Blackhawks hat all the time.
Yeah.
A baseball cap, and he can't wear it in school. You have to take it off when you go to school.
I wore whatever... Little League team I was on, I wore that hat from the time it was given to me until the next summer when I got a new Little League hat. I wore that hat every day when I was a kid.
That's
my dad didn't
cute.
Allow it at the dinner table.
Oh, he was one of those.
Yeah. No, hey, with the hat at the table. So it was on the hat rack next to the dinner table. And then I put it back on the second dessert was over.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Kevin, were you a baseball cap wearer, like, all the time?
No, I mean... Yeah, yes and no. I would alternate.
But you know what I learned at some point is you're not, even if you're a catcher, which I was and I played third base, but don't wear it backwards because that means you're trying too hard.
I like that look on some people.
I do too. I used to love wearing it backwards, but then you get
a
lot of...
Do it now.
No. I'll get kicked out of Muse. They would kick me out the minute they saw that.
I was looking up the Lollapalooza because I feel silly that I don't know a lot of the Lorde is very talented, but
she's
not my
so good.
And just
she sings about the Royals.
She's got a great voice and she's really talented, but it's like that's one of the shows I don't know if I could sit through for more than like three or four songs.
I'd love to see her do that. That's she's really talented.
But you don't like live music because you don't like to look at them.
Yeah.
So what would you do? God, could you just go to Lollapalooza? I'll buy you a ticket, put a GoPro on, and let's just see life.
What I'm up to during the shows?
Life at Lollapalooza with Bill Leff.
Bring M&Ms and stuff.
Wouldn't that be fun to watch, Kevin?
It'd be a lot of shaking your head. You wouldn't,
You don't think I'd enjoy it? I recognize most of the lineup. There were only a couple bands.
I can't find a list.
There were only a few bands that I had neither heard of or was a fan of or have on my...
I'm very underwhelmed by it, but...
Really? Are you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Oh, I thought this was their best lineup to date.
You would, even better than the Paul McCartney Metallica?
No, that, I'm not a huge Metallica fan, but Paul McCartney is an all-time favorite of mine, so I was really at odds because I really wanted to see him. I still have never seen Paul McCartney, and I think my chances are dwindling at this point.
I saw him at Soldier Field.
Did you? Was he great?
He was really fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's Paul McCartney, and he's getting older, but he was on... Where did we see him perform recently? Somewhere on some awards show, and he's losing his voice a little bit.
Some of the notes aren't as easy to hit maybe as they used to be.
He's still such a an entertainer.
Right.
He really is. Bill was talking about the little, I guess it's a summer fedora hat, I'm going to say.
It's a summer fedora? Is that how you classify it?
Yeah, because it's not a wool hat. And
right.
Really, you can get it at like Old Navy and Gap. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Target.
All right, maybe I'll start wearing one.
Well, no, I think Chris has called in at 312-235-2525. And Chris, you have a better idea. Bill had mentioned he might wear a sombrero, maybe this fedora.
A Moroccan hat I was thinking about.
A Moroccan hat?
Yeah.
Chris, you have a better idea?
Well, I always thought that the fez is a good look.
Yeah, a fez would be the way to go.
Like a Shriner's fez?
Yeah.
A little height.
That's a good look. I might...
I'm just my thought bubble.
A little ball.
See,
on top.
Chris, let me tell you why I was thinking a Moroccan hat, because I want to get a Moroccan hat, and then on the back, I want it written real small, Moroccan in the free world. You know, because I know only a couple people would get that, but it'd be funny for the ones who did.
Neil Young would sue you.
Neil Young would sue me again.
But that's Muse would perfect. Be proud of you to have you as a band member.
Thank you. Chris, thanks for your suggestion.
Well, I love you guys. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too, Chris.
Can I tell you one of my other finalists? A Spritel hat. You know, like the kind that Spritel from Speed Racer wore, where it's like a beanie. And the beauty of this is, because I'm half Jewish, is I could wear it as a yarmulke on the Jewish holidays. And it would have like a propeller on top.
You make me very uncomfortable on the stream. The whole day.
No one on the stream feels uncomfortable. There's no rules. It's the Wild West.
I have never felt uncomfortable before on the stream. You've managed to succeed today on a Friday. I got to go into the weekend thinking about this.
I know I should apologize, but I'm not going to.
Then I'm not leaving.
And I was going to give you Muse tickets so you can come and see me play with them, but now I'm not going to.
Well, if you go see Muse, that is on a Thursday, and you can also see Lorde that day, Cage the Elephant. Don't let it out.
No.
And Wiz Khalifa.
Is Wiz Khalifa going to be there? Excellent.
It's not excellent for you.
Come on.
Chance the Rapper's there. Arcade Fire is very exciting.
I love them.
I do, too. I've seen them live at UIC. They're awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Shins, quite honestly.
I like them, too. They were in the Garden State soundtrack. They were very good in that. Did you ever see the movie Garden State?
No.
They do a couple songs on the soundtrack. They're both excellent. You're surprised I know that, aren't you?
Sometimes.
A little bit?
Sometimes you surprise me, but you still...
There's a lot of knowledge under this Moroccan hat, Wendy.
You still make me uncomfortable on the stream today.
I'm all right with that. I don't care.
I got to go into the weekend being uncomfortable.
I'll make it up to you.
How?
Pretzel buds. I'll bring in pretzel buds next week.
You are my pretzel bud.
Thank you.
Keep him under his Moroccan cap.
Yeah. There's a lot of room under there.
I don't know what a Moroccan cap is.
It's not a cap. It's similar to a fez. It's in the fez family.
You should get one. The fez family.
Is there a fez dispenser that I can go to and get one?
You just thought of the best hat name for a store.
The fez dispenser. That would be a killer name. I'm going to open up in airports everywhere. You know where the Hudsons are now, where
yeah.
they sell magazines? I'm going to buy all those and open up fez dispenser stores.
I'm not embarrassed or uncomfortable anymore. You've made it up to me.
It all worked.
Thank you, Pretzel Bud.
Happy endings. All right, that'll cost you extra. All right, that's it. Some would say we went 2 minutes too long. I don't care.
This is how it starts. Maybe Monday will be 3 minutes.
Who knows?
Maybe we'll leave early on Tuesday. Who knows?
Who knows?
We can do whatever we want.
There's no rules. It's the internet. Wendy, what's coming up on these WGN airwaves after we're done?
Stay tuned. Coming up, you will enjoy the mellifluous tones of nothing.
That's right. You get what you pay for, folks. Thanks for listening.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.